Hello, everybody. It's Lupin. How are you guys doing? I am doing pretty well. My weekend has had some ups and some downs, and I'm tired, which is weird because it's not even, I mean, it is midday. So I don't know why I'm so tired, but welcome to my life, right? That's the life of Lupin. When am I not tired? Let's see if I yawn during this. Watch it. I'm gonna yawn because I said it. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing pretty good because it's my birthday week next week. My birthday week and the fact that I am going to have a my cake day. My cake day is on the 6th. It's getting so close, which is actually terrifying because I'm trying to get a project done by the 6th, and I have no idea if I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to try really, really, really hard to do it. I don't know if I can, but I'm gonna try. It's a big project. Have faith in me, guys. I don't know if I can do it. Anyway, so, oh my God, last night I had this nightmare. It was not a real nightmare, like there wasn't kind of nightmare, but it was a nightmare for me. Like in the dream, it felt like a nightmare. You know what I mean? There's this convenience store near my house, and it's not one of those big, like, or little convenience stores where it's just, gas. Oop, I just hit the shit out of my mic. Sorry. It's not like just gas, like a couple of snacks. No, it's like one of those big ones that, like, they make pizzas there, and they have, like, a big liquor store, and, like, all this stuff. So, in my dream, like, and it gets busy as fuck there during the summer because it's, like, one of the only convenience stores, nearby. So, and the biggest one for sure. So it gets really, really crazy busy. So in my dream, I worked in a business that was in the back of that convenience store. Like it was for the same company that owned the business, like the convenience store, but they did some other kind of, they did like some kind of subcontracting business out of the back. And I was managing paperwork. I don't know. It was weird. But for some reason in my dream, I don't know if it was guilt over next week, like not being at work, but in my dream, I knew that I was going to be the only one working for the next week at this convenience store. And the entire dream, you guys, the entire dream was me at the cash register, which I didn't normally work cash register, but I was the only person there. So I had to. I'd never used it before. They'd never trained me on it. And it was me using the cash register and one of those scanners. Oh my God. And like during the dream, there was like 50 people in line, like just all completely filling the store. And then like there were people in the liquor store because the cash register like could use both. And so I was just standing there and people were in line for like 30 minutes because I was the only person. It was honestly traumatizing, you guys. Like, that's what I have nightmares of, is apparently working at a convenience store and having a lot of people there. But also, like, so during this dream, what the fuck kind of dream is this? Because during this nightmare, I was having so much trouble because I'd never used this cash register before. I was checking these people out, I was being slow. And then I had this lady who was like I kept apologizing, like, "I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I've never done this before. I'm so sorry. I'm the only one here." And this lady kept being like, "You're fine, girl. You're fine. You're doing your best. We appreciate it." And she like stayed after I checked her out. Like, she stayed to be nice to me. It was just the weirdest dream. I don't know why I had it. I don't know what brought it on. But there you go. That's what I have nightmares about, apparently. I've been remembering my dreams a lot lately, which is just not me. I think I've talked about that already, but it's just very odd for me. What else? What else can I talk about? If you are American, do you have plans for Independence Day for 4th of July? I do not really. I kind of want to go fishing, but I don't know. I probably won't because 4th of July is just crazy around here. But I do hate fireworks. True story. I think they're really overdone. I think they're overplayed. I don't know why people like them so much. I think the only times people should do firework shows are if it's like the city or, your state or wherever. the government putting together a big fireworks show because A, they have the money to make it big, and then B, they have the people to control it. I think doing little fireworks shows is so silly. I don't know why. I just think it's like they never look as good as you think they're gonna do. It's expensive. Do you know how expensive fireworks shows are? They're fucking expensive. You buy like those one like $150 packs and you get like 10 little fireworks and it's over in a second. I hate it. It's dumb. It's so dumb. It's so much money. And then also people never clean up their fireworks. So it's a fire hazard. You guys, I'm passionate about this. I hate it. I hate fireworks shows. Like when they're not put on by the state and they're not run ethically, it's so silly. And I know probably a lot of you guys do like the little ones and I use two too, but it just, I hate them. So 4th of July is always this like feeling of, ugh, I'm a like 90-year-old woman inside of like my body because I'm just sitting there and every time I hear a firework, I'm like, dumbasses. So salty about it. I don't know why. I don't know how I got raised that way. I don't know why. Like, we had a major fire, like, I don't know how many years ago, a while back, and it was because of fireworks. And so maybe that altered how I think about fireworks a bit. I won't, you know, I won't deny it. Now I have a little bit more rage about fireworks. It's just so silly. It's so silly. Ah. That actually got me stressed, like stressed out and mad. Like I just got stressed about it. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's my hatred. Oh my gosh. I also never dress up for Halloween. I did last year at work, but like I don't do anything for Halloween. I don't go to Halloween parties or anything like that. I love the fuck out of Christmas and Thanksgiving because those are like the food holidays, right? I love those. Easter, I never do anything. New Year's Eve, I'm always asleep before midnight. Always. I don't think I've been awake for New Year's Eve or like for New Year's in years. That's my bedtime, guys. I go to bed really early usually. The only time I'm up past midnight is if I'm drinking, which I haven't drank in so long. And even then, sometimes I don't stay up past midnight because I get, drinking makes me sleepy. So, oh God, I don't know. I don't know, you guys. I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm like a 90-year-old in a young person's body. Young. I just called myself young in a middle-aged person's body. What's middle age? Middle age range. Oh, 45 to 60. Okay, I'm not middle age. Middle, what's young adult? Adult. Age range. Oh, what? 35 is still considered a young adult? Hell yeah, I like this age range. Okay, so I'm still a young adult. Hell yeah. I mean, I'm not 35 yet, but I've got a few years to go. Oh, my Lanta, you guys. What's wrong with me? What's wrong? I have been having a really big craving to play D&D lately. Have I ever told you guys, I don't think I have, about one of the campaigns. It wasn't D&D. It was, what was it based off of? It was based off of a different system. It may have actually been its own system. I don't remember. But there was this one campaign. I have a friend who DMs all the time. And she loves to buy random campaigns on Kickstarter. She loves to support new campaigns. And one of them was this, God, I wish I still had access to it. It was like, or like the information about it, because it was this, like, by the numbers, like, you created the world. Like, you asked. So it's this carnival, basically. You're playing a carnival. Oh, you're playing in a carnival kind of thing. And then like the rides you create, if that makes sense. So like, there will be an old abandoned house, and she would be like, sorry, sometimes I notice a little extra words I say. She would say, okay, guys, before the game started, she'd be like, okay, for the abandoned house, it was like, the theme of it was nuevo? No, what is that? Nor. Nuevo. I think it was called Castle Nuevo. I think that's why I said nuevo. But it was like that noir, you know? Noir. I can't say that word. But it was that kind of vibe in the castle. And then, like, she would ask for another one. And there was, like, there was another area. And that area went off of anime. It was, Anyway, like, you got to choose the themes. I'm doing a horrible job remembering this. I'm so sorry. But you got to choose the themes of all the different theme park areas. And then the whole theme park game was based off of these perks you have for your spirit. It was basically a take on Mickey Mouse, like, or about Disney and stuff like that. Like, they had all of these little things. You all worked at Disneyland, basically, except they called it something else, you know. You all worked at Disneyland, and it was all based off of, like, if you were the janitor, you had certain traits, and if you were this person, you had certain traits. And I think I ended up being, like, I was HR. I think I went with, like, HR or something like that. And then you could, like, have, like, clips in your hair or something that would have... It was so good. I did a horrible job explaining it, but it was so awesome. And that was one of my first characters where I went full... Like, my character, I went full charisma because that's what I wanted to play. Like, I wanted to play, like, a charisma stuff. And my poor GM, I realize now, a couple of years later, as I say, this is one of the most fun campaigns that I ever did. It was also, I feel so bad for the DM, because my character, the way that I played her, was so OP. I got us out of everything that she wanted to do, basically. Like, you were supposed to find all these different shards of something around the, you know, one at each different area. Who is that? One at each different area, you know? And so, oh my God, it was crazy, guys. It was so good. And I would go to these different areas, and instead of, like, fighting the big bad guy, I would convince them to like, use their own power against them. I don't know how it worked, but it was, like, so fun for me, and it made me really love charismatic characters. That's usually what I play, is ones with high charisma, because I find them to be very versatile, and you can do so much with them. But I will admit, I was a bad player, because I did not see how this was affecting the game. And also, it was paired with the fact that the other people in the game weren't very talky. Like, they didn't like to talk very much. So I had to do most of the talking and most of the decision making. And they would just be like, oh yeah, I agree, or whatever. So it was basically my game. And then add in the fact that I was, you know, an extremely charismatic character, and the game was, like, all my decisions. So I just had to make all these choices, and like, looking back on it, it wasn't the best game, but it was so fucking fun. And if she had maybe tried to... Oh, also, like, I lost an ear or something during that game. I don't know. It was, like, a fucking creature ate my ear. I don't remember. It was weird. Because you had to roll a dice and something bad would happen. If you, like, hit 3 traumas, you had to roll a dice and something bad would happen. I don't remember. It was so good. This was the dumbest ramble. I'm so sorry you had to hear it. I'm so sorry. But anyway, I've been feeling like playing, like, a crazy DM D&D game or something, but I don't have the time. Where do you guys find time? I don't have it. I need it. Womp womp womp. Maybe during the winter I'll have more time, Because right now, like, I've got, you know, family stuff going on, and it's summer, so I want to go do all the things, and I just don't have that much time. But maybe during the winter I can play some. That would be fun. It would be so fun to do, like, a group D&D on, like, with Patreon, but, with patrons, but I am a horrible DM. Fully admit it, I'm horrible. I've got, like, the creative parts down for it, but, like, actually doing the DMing, I'm so shit. I can't think that fast to, like, do it. I'm not a good DM. I will admit it, I'm not. But I'm a good player now that I don't hog all the creativity. Is like, I would love to play a game. I have not been fortunate enough to play a game with someone who has more, like, who talks more than me. I would love to take a step back and not make all the decisions, but unfortunately for me in the game, I can't stand when the DM feels like no one wants to do anything. You know what I mean? You know that feeling when people just kind of like, the DM will be like, what do you want to do? And then everyone just sits and waits for someone else to talk. I hate making the DM feel that way. I hate it. I don't want the DM to feel like they're being ignored. Or not ignored, but like that they're being... that people aren't engaged in thinking. And so for me, I always, you know, I wait a couple beats, and then if no one says anything, I just jump in because I don't want the DM to feel bad. But I've just got, personally, I've got to wait those beats a little bit more and make people talk. But it'd be so cool if I got to run a game with someone, or not run a game, but be in a game with someone who talked more than me, because I would love to have more people in there, like more people doing things and making changes, because running your own game basically kind of sucks. It's like, okay, all these decisions are mine. You know what I love? And you guys, if any of you guys happen to, this is a long shot, but if any of you guys happen to do these things on YouTube and have suggestions, I would fucking love it, because I recently, in the past few months, have become obsessed with, I don't even know how to describe the genre, but it's like people who do DM, like people who do D&D, and they tell stories, adventures of their group, but they also doodle it. I don't need the doodling. Like, that's not unnecessary. I've just noticed that a lot of people do it that way. And I love it. There's this one girl, and I can't remember her username. I think it's like Dingo Doodles. If you look it up, if you look up Dingo Doodles, I'm sure you'll find her. But she does amazing stuff. Like, she does all these amazing... I'm going to look it up just to make sure I give you the right name. Dingo Doodles. I think that's her name. Internet, why are you being so slow? There we go. Oh, yeah, that is her name. Yeah, Dingo Doodles. Look her up. She is amazing. She has this D&D campaign that's so fun. Oh, shit! And... damn it. And her last one was 3 weeks ago. And I want more. You guys, I want more so bad. Tell her to give me more. Anyway, if you know any others like that, because like I said, I'm obsessed. I want to watch all of these things. There's another guy that does them too. And I just started randomly chewing gum. I'm sorry. Another guy that does them too, but I can't remember his username. I don't know. Do my bidding, guys. Find me things. Okay. This ramble has gone on long enough. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Have a wonderful week. Bye.